Okay, so we have Ken Samuel here with us. First of all, Ken, how are you doing?
It's been an interesting 18 hours, I have to say.
What are your thoughts on the entirety of it?
I was very shocked at the court's decision yesterday. We felt that we had a good case to at least have the petition adjourned for another period. So it was a shock when the recorder at the time decided to wind the club up at the request of Ruston and Diamond's 2008 lawyers.
How much detail can you go in about it, or how much is not left to say?
A lot of it was on the official statement on the website. There are other things that it would be wrong of me to divulge at the moment, and will form part of our case when we go to appeal on the rescission order.
How confident are you that Kettering Town can bring through this and carry on as normal afterwards?
We've got to be positive about it. We're here for the people of Kettering, for the supporters, for the borough of Kettering, in the hope that we can keep the club going. Once it becomes a legal matter, it's down to the legal process and the final decision of the judge that hears the appeal.
In your opinion, how is that going to affect the team, any on pitch, the manager, the players?
We've spoken to the management and they're preparing the players for the next two games. The players obviously will have some concern. It's the intention to have a word with them tonight. We're still bringing players in. We've signed three and registered three players today, with possibility of a fourth, and we've released two players. With a view to trying to get the performances on the field in a better fashion. So we're still looking at all the positives, trying to ensure that we continue playing after Saturday.
Obviously Twitter is a massive social media thing now. Two questions. First of all, it was reported on Twitter that Brad Pearcewright was going to be donating some of his wages towards the club. What are your thoughts on that one?
If he does that, it would be marvellous. I mean, I did speak to Brad yesterday. He didn't mention it at the time, but should he do that, it's absolutely marvellous. I mean, Brad is a local lad, runs a business in Wellingborough, and he'd be very grateful if he did that. And it just shows, you know, the support of the players to the cause.
Second question about Twitter. The response from so many people around the country from everything that happened yesterday, I think I looked last night and there was at least 2,500 retweets on one of the statements made on Twitter. What I mean, that must be amazing to see.
Absolutely amazing. We've had several Twitter accounts contact us that have got in excess of 100,000 followers, asking if they can put out an appeal to support us. We're running that through the trust at the moment, and the trust have also made their own appeal, and we hope we can link all that in to at least give us a fighting fund for the court case, which is in itself an expensive item.
What have you got to say to Dunstable, who I think have agreed that they're going to donate £1 from every paying adult towards the club?
We had contact from Dunstable today, one of their directors, and we're absolutely bowled over by what they're proposing. Absolutely fantastic gesture. And along with that, we had contact from the chairman at Aylesbury United, who's a specialist in insolvency matters, who said he'd be prepared to help us free of charge, which is brilliant. I mean, the football community tends to come together at this stage. We are wound up. We're expecting to hear from the official receiver's office. Until we get an appeal in, we will have to deal with that as matters come along. But fortunately, the Southern League have also been helpful and allowed us to continue playing.
Saturday's non-league day across the country. What kind of crowds are you expecting here at Latimer Park?
Non-league day is something that has come to our benefit this year. We're having a home game. As it turns out, it's this Saturday. It gives an opportunity for not only Kettering fans to come in large numbers, but also for football supporters in general to come and support our cause. They can come with their season tickets and get in for a fiver, buy a programme, buy a competition ticket and do what they can for our club. It would be great if we could fill this ground with 1,300 fans on Saturday, just to show that the football community comes out to support its struggling teams.
And finally, what have you got to say to fans who have been, you know, thinking about making the trip to Kettering to watch Kettering and have maybe put it off till now?
Look, we're so grateful for the numbers that have come out so far. The numbers that have come through the turnstiles are far greater than we've ever expected. If there are people that were hovering and thinking, well, shall I, shan't I, Saturday would be a good day to come, and we'll welcome you with open arms.
Ken, thank you for the interview, and no doubt catch up with you at some point. Are you off to Dunstable tonight?
Dunstable tonight.
Yep, so we'll see you then. Thank you, Ken.
Look forward to it.